Hello students, welcome back to third module of periodic table. Students, in last module we completed two physical properties trends. Those are atomic size and ionization enthalpy. So in this module we are going to cover two more physical properties trends. Those are third one, electron gain enthalpy, fourth one, electronegativity. Afterwards, we'll be discussing about periodic trends in chemical properties. Under this, we are going to discuss about periodicity of valence or oxidation states. Second one is periodic trends and chemical reactivity. Third one is anomalous properties of second period elements. So when we come to electron gain enthalpy, what do you mean by electron gain enthalpy? Earlier this was also called as electron affinity. Okay, so now it is called as electron gain enthalpy. Okay, so now you might be remembering about ionization enthalpy. So the energy required to remove electron in that case, whereas here electron gain enthalpy, the energy releases when you add electron to neutral isolated gaseous atom, where you will add in the valence shell of that atom. Okay, so here energy releases, whereas in case of ionization enthalpy, energy required. So it is clear that this is exothermic. Electron gain enthalpy is exothermic. So similarly, if you discuss about second electron gain enthalpy, how second electron gain enthalpy can be defined? So now you are going to add one more electron to uninegative species. Okay, to uninegative species means if there exists one unit negative charge to that species, you are going to add one more electron. Now in this case, it is found that this process is endothermic, means in this case energy to be supplied. Why? Because there exist repulsions between the electron already added in the first step. First step means first electron gain enthalpy, and you are going to add one more electron in second step. So in donon ke beech mein kya hoga? Repulsion hoga. Isliye, to avoid those repulsions, we have to supply energy. That nothing but second electron gain enthalpy is endothermic, energy required, whereas first electron gain enthalpy is exothermic. But whereas in case of ionization enthalpy, both are endothermic. First ionization enthalpy or second ionization enthalpy, all are endothermic. Okay. Next, how this property varies in groups and periods. So here we may think that the definition looks opposite to ionization potential. We may expect opposite trends, but it is found in case of electron gain enthalpy also, the periodic trend of electron gain enthalpy also follows ionization potential, means it decreases in groups, vertical columns, and increases in periods. Why? Energy, the amount of energy which is going to release when you add electron in case of group, it is going to decrease. Why? Same reason, in case of group, atomic size increases. So as atomic size increases, the size of atom increases, nucleus attraction is less over incoming electron. So it will not release more energy because of distance factor. So automatically electron gain enthalpies are decreasing in groups and increasing in periods. Okay, so you know, highest electron gain enthalpy value, that is minus 349 kilojoules per mole. Which element have this value? Element chlorine. Chlorine will have this value. Okay, coming to zero group elements will have zero or positive electron gain enthalpies, whereas halogens will have high electron gain enthalpies because halogens need one electron, so they get stability if they take that electron, so they give more energy by taking that electron. Whereas zero group elements, already there exist octet, those are stable, so you are disturbing that stability by adding electron. So for that disturbance you need to supply energy, that is why that is endothermic. Okay, so here one question is there on slide number 7. Electron gain enthalpy of oxygen is less than that of sulfur, whereas electron gain enthalpy of, second question, this is electron gain enthalpy of fluorine is less than that of the chlorine. First of all, you should think where these elements are present. Oxygen and sulfur, those are present in 16th group, whereas fluorine and chlorine, those are present in 17th group. So after oxygen, sulfur is placed in that group. Similarly, chlorine is placed after fluorine. So as we discussed just now, this electron gain enthalpy is going to decrease in group. So oxygen should have higher value followed by sulfur because it should decrease in group. Similarly, fluorine should have higher value than chlorine. But what is found here? What is the exception here? Second element is going to have higher value. Means oxygen is less, means automatically sulfur is having higher electron gain enthalpy. Similarly, electron gain enthalpy of fluorine is less than that of chlorine. So here, what is the actual reason here? Because first elements, oxygen and fluorine, these are the first elements of those respective groups. So those are small in size. So to that small atoms, we are going to add electron. So around those small atoms, electron density is more. Nothing but there exist repulsions, more repulsions associated with these small atoms. So in that case, more energy is not going to release. Okay, so certain amount of energy should be spent to avoid those repulsions. Okay, that is why here this observation is noticed. Okay, so fluorine should have more, but which element is having highest? Chlorine. Similarly, oxygen should have more, but sulfur is having highest in that group. Okay, because of small size and high electron density over oxygen and fluorine respectively. Okay, such type of questions will be asked in exam. Okay, wherever there is twisting or where is irregularity, that concept you have to concentrate more, students, because if a regular trend is there, that can be answered by all students. Okay, so if there exists irregularity, that you have to concentrate. Okay, good, let us go to next topic. The fourth physical property, which is known as electronegativity, short we can show is as EN. Okay, electronegativity. One thing you should know, that this electronegativity is linked with non-metallic nature. So electronegativity and non-metallic character, both are directly proportional, you can say. Okay, as electronegativity increases, non-metallic nature decreases. Okay, what do you mean by electronegativity? So as definition, if you check here, the tendency of an atom to attract the shared electron pair towards itself in a molecule is called electronegativity. So if there exists bond between two atoms A and B, let us take one pair of electrons are shared by A and B. Okay, so here out of these two, one is going to pull more that electron pair towards itself, then we can say that element is having more electronegativity. Okay, so one thing is clear that the difference between third and this property, third means electron gain enthalpy and electronegativity. Electron gain enthalpy is property of isolated atom, whereas electronegativity is property of one of the bonded atom. Okay, so if there is bond, then only we can compare electronegativity. It is simple. Suppose let us take hydrochloric acid. In this hydrochloric acid, the bond is between hydrogen and chlorine. One pair of electrons going to share by both hydrogen and chlorine. Okay, so there exists a covalent bond between hydrogen and chlorine. But here, when you measure the distance from that electron pair to chlorine and electron pair to hydrogen, the distance between electron pair to chlorine is very less. इसका मतलब क्या है? Chlorine is pulling that electron pair more towards itself. So we can say chlorine is more electronegative than hydrogen. So accordingly, there are different scales to calculate electronegativity. So here one of the scale is, that is Pauling scale. According to this scale, Pauling took one of the reference element to calculate electronegativity of all other elements, that is fluorine. The value of electronegativity of fluorine is 4. So with the help of this other elements, electronegativity is calculated. Okay, so here out of these two properties, electron gain enthalpy and electronegativity, the element which is having highest electron gain enthalpy is chlorine, that is 349 kilojoules per mole. Means minus, it shows that energy is going to release, that is exothermic process. Okay, more negative means more electron gain enthalpy, that is the meaning. Here in this case, this fourth property, that is electronegativity, the element which is having highest electronegativity is fluorine. Okay, so here how this property is going to vary in groups and periods. Our aim is to check periodicity in groups and periods. So it is found that this property also follows above two properties means electron gain enthalpy and ionization potential. Why it follows those two properties? What do you mean? It means in groups, electronegativity values are going to decrease, whereas in periods, electronegativity values are going to increase. Why? Atomic size. Atomic size increases in groups. As atomic size increases, and the bond pair is not going to pull by that atom easily. That's why electronegativity values are going to decrease in groups. But when you check in periods, as size of atom is going to decrease, nucleus can attract that bond pair more towards itself. Okay, that is the reason. Students, if you check all these properties till now, what we discussed, atomic size, second one ionization enthalpy, third one electron gain enthalpy, fourth one electronegativity, except first one. The first one is the reason for all these three, means the variation in atomic size is the reason of all these three, how those are going to vary in groups and periods. Okay, so except first one, remaining three will show the same trend. Okay, out of these four, atomic size increases in groups, whereas these three are going to decrease in groups. When you go period, it will be opposite. Okay, now coming to how this how this electronegativity values are helpful to predict the nature of the bond. It is found that if electronegativity difference between two bonded atoms is less than 1.7, then the bond is covalent. If it is more than 1.7, then the bond is ionic. Then you tell now, if the value is only 1.7, what is the nature of the bond? Yes, tell me. Correct. This is 50% ionic. Means if electronegativity difference is equals to 1.7, less than 1.7 covalent, more than 1.7 ionic, only 1.7, 50% ionic and 50% covalent, like that you can take. Okay, next. So now we completed physical properties, how those are going to vary in groups and periods. Now let us come to how chemical properties vary in groups and periods. So periodic trends in chemical properties. So here, under this, valence or oxidation states, how those are going to vary in groups and periods, let us discuss. Coming to valency, what is valency, students? So here, valency is nothing but combining capacity of an element. Okay, so here, this combining capacity also linked with the valence electrons, electrons present in the valence shell. So if you take group 1 element, there exists one electron in their valence shells, so it can combine with one element. Okay, so this valency is nothing but the valency of an element is nothing but its combining capacity. This is like how many friends you can mingle, how many friends you have, like that. Here also valency of an element can be decided in terms of combining capacity. So in groups, as number of valence electrons are fixed, so valency is going to remains fixed in that group. So first group elements valency is 1, second group elements valency is 2, like that, because in second group there exist 2 valence electrons. Okay students, then how it varies in periods? Simply you can say that it varies in period. How it varies? So we can predict this valency in period by taking old and new concepts. Based on old concept, valency of an element is the number of hydrogen atoms or double the number of oxygen atoms that can combine with one atom of that element. Like that we can define the valency with respect to hydrogen or with respect to oxygen. What do you mean? The meaning is that if an element combines with one atom of hydrogen, valency of that element is 1. Suppose if an element combines with one atom of oxygen, then valency of that element is 2. In terms of oxygen, twice. In terms of hydrogen, as it is. So if you see this table on slide number 12, with respect to hydrogen, the valency is going to increase from 1 to 4, then decreases to 1. Whereas with respect to oxygen, it increases from 1 to 7. Okay, next, coming to based on new concept, valency for groups can be obtained like this. Valency for first and second groups is nothing but equals to number of valence electrons. So if there exists one electron in first group, valency is 1. 2 electrons in second group, valency is 2. Okay, when you go to 13th group, there exist 3 electrons like boron family, so valency will be 3. So when you come to 14th group, there exist 4 valence electrons, carbon, so valency will be 4. Afterwards, from 15th group onwards, valency can be calculated like this. Valency equals to 8 minus number of valence electrons. Suppose if you want to know the valency of nitrogen, the number of valence electrons in nitrogen, there exist 5. So 2, 5. So what is valency of nitrogen? So to get valency of nitrogen, subtract 5 from 8. 8 minus 5 equals to 3. Like that we can calculate valency of elements from 15th group onwards. So up to 14th group, 1, 2, 13, 14th. Up to 14th, valency is nothing but number of valence electrons. Afterwards, valency equals to 8 minus number of valence electrons. Okay. You know, students, what is the highest valency any element? Highest valency can be shown in periodic table. It is 8. 8. 8 se jyada nahi hai. So it is in osmium tetraoxide, OSO4 or XeO4. Okay. So here we can ask, why we won't discuss about valency of D block elements? In our discussion, only S and P block elements are involved. Why not D and F block element? Here, students, most of the D and F block elements shows variable valencies, means more than one valency they show. That's why valencies of those D and F block elements are complicated. You cannot get valency like using this formula. Okay. Next, about oxidation state. What do you mean by oxidation state? The apparent charge or the charge on an element in a molecule is called oxidation state simply. Okay, how this can be calculated? Suppose earlier we discussed about hydrochloric acid. In that hydrochloric acid, chlorine is more electronegative. So according to this oxidation state property, so for more electronegative element, you should give minus 1. Automatically, less electronegative element will get plus 1. Like that, we can calculate oxidation states. Okay, so oxidation state is different from valency. Oxidation state may have positive, negative or zero values, whereas valency is whole number only. Now, coming to periodic trends on chemical reactivity under electropositive nature. So this electropositive is nothing but which is linked with metallic nature. Earlier we discussed electronegative nature. Electronegative nature is linked with non-metallic nature, whereas electropositive nature is linked with metallic nature. So what is electropositive nature? The tendency of an element to lose an electron is called electropositivity. So here, how this is going to vary? In group, down the group, this value is going to increases, whereas in period, it is going to decreases, because as atomic size increases in group and decreases in period. So the most electropositive element in the periodic table is cesium. The symbol is Cs. Okay. Next topic is about acidic basic nature of oxides. So there are oxides, four types. We can classify them into four types. What do you mean by oxide? When an element combines with oxygen, the product which is going to be formed is called oxide. Here we have basic oxides, acidic oxides, amphoteric oxides, neutral oxides. Basic oxides are also called metal oxides, because metal oxides are basic in nature. Acidic oxides are called non-metal oxides because they have acidic in nature. Whereas amphoteric oxides of metalloids and some metallic oxides form such type of oxides, means which show acidic as well as basic nature. Okay, next, neutral oxides means some non-metallic oxides are neutral. They don't form acids or bases in water. Okay, so this property in groups, basic nature of oxides in groups increases, whereas periods it decreases. Next, one more thing, that is about diagonal relationship. So when you see the group 1, 2, 13, 14, the one relation is found here. The relation is nothing but in the periodic table, the first element of a group has similar properties with the second element of the next group. This is called diagonal relationship. So on this slide number 17, If you see second and third periodic elements, lithium resemble with magnesium, beryllium resemble with aluminium, boron resemble with silicon. What is secret behind this? The secret is nothing but the atomic or ionic sizes of lithium and magnesium are same, beryllium and aluminium are same. Due to that, what happens? Consequence is what? Beryllium and aluminium oxides are amphoteric. Beryllium oxide BeO amphoteric, aluminium oxide Al2O3 is amphoteric. That is similarity. Okay. Next, when you come to anomalous properties of second period elements, what are second period elements? Lithium, beryllium, boron. Okay. Next, after boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine. These elements behave differently from rest of elements of that particular group. Means lithium is different from sodium, potassium, rubidium, cesium, francium. Similarly, beryllium is different from magnesium, calcium, strontium, barium, radium. Why? What is the reason behind this? Because this is the first element which is small in size, large charge by radius ratio, high electronegativity, absence of vacant d orbitals. So based on that, that element behave differently. What is the reason for that? These are the reasons. And what are consequences for that? Consequences means, if you check here witness, lithium forms covalent compounds, whereas rest of the elements of that group, first group, form ionic compounds. Like sodium chloride is ionic, whereas lithium chloride, LiCl, is covalent. That is the peculiarity, means first element of that second period shows differently from rest of the elements of that period. Okay, rest of the elements of that group. Okay, so that is termed as anomalous behavior of first anomalous behavior of second period elements. Okay, students. So here, overall, in this module, we discussed about third and fourth physical properties trend. Those are electron gain enthalpy and electronegativity. Next, we discussed about trends in chemical properties. Those are nothing but first trend in chemical property, valence or oxidation states. Second one is about different oxides. Next, third one is anomalous properties of second period elements. Reasons under this what we discussed are small size, high electronegativity, lack of sufficient orbitals. That's why first element of respective groups behave differently from the rest of the elements of that particular group. This is termed as anomalous behavior. Okay, students. So by this, we discussed all topics which are there in our syllabus of periodic table. So students, you can keep this module with your textbook part, and you complete all topics of this chapter. Okay, if you are familiar with the periodic table, so this may help for further studies of S block elements, P block elements, which will be there in second part of 11th course. At the same time, some P block elements are given in class 12th also. So overall, you should analyze the periodic table. Okay, if there exists a regular trend, don't worry. If there exists irregularity, there you have to concentrate. Okay, that irregularity you should try to explain. Okay, so students, one thing is clear, when you compare class 10th and 11th, so you should increase your working hours, and you should do hard work as well as smart work. Means which area you are strong and which area you are weak, you should analyze yourself. Most of self-study you should do, because the syllabus is increased from class 10th to 11th. Accordingly, you should increase your working hours also. Okay, students, I hope you understand what I mean to say, you will be implementing in positive way, and everybody should reach their target and goal. All the best. Thank you, one and all. Thank you.